Hello, I'm Juan and I'm an alcoholic. Wow, I finally made it to the big time, y'all. Okay. I've been coming here for 8 years and y'all finally see me. Okay. And I got 10 minutes to do it. So I'm going to do it. So I'm going to abbreviate my story for these 10 minutes. And so for me, I'm going to go back almost 5 years ago. I'm going to go back to when I came back from my relapse after 3.5 years. And I want to tell this story for those in here who may have relapsed in their past. Relapse is not necessary, but it's definitely part of my story. The only perfect thing about Juan is my story, is the fact that everything that has happened to me led me to this point. So, my first sobriety date was January 7th, 2016, and I loved that sobriety date. I loved it. And everybody who knew me knew I loved my sobriety date. And I did everything that I was supposed to do. Even things that I didn't think made sense, like picking up cigarettes and things like that. There were a lot of things that I didn't think made sense. But at 46, at the time, I felt like I just need to learn some new stuff because my life wasn't going well. Fast forward 3.5 years, I got into a relationship. This particular relationship, it's not that person's fault. It's my fault. I made the decision to go back out. This person was out. And someone used to tell me, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. If you're dating somebody who keeps going out, and then if you're living with them, it's even worse. And so I did run a pretty strong program. And so I thought that I could do it, I can save this person. And that was not the move. See, we could barely save ourselves in here, so trying to save someone else is just impossible. Nonetheless, I relapsed. And the day that I relapsed, two things I didn't do is that I didn't check in with my sponsor, Kit. Although I went to his house and I stood right there in front of him, for some reason I thought Kit was going to somehow figure out what I was about to do. And when he didn't, I said, okay. You ain't say nothing, I ain't say nothing. We can do this. And I can joke about that now, but that particular day, I just remember because Kit was like, okay, what's up, you know? What you want to talk about? And I'm like, nothing, you know? And then I left. And I went back out. Immediately, I went right back into that despair. It didn't even like last for like 30 seconds. And it was horrible. So exactly a week went by before Kit and the rest of my accountability partners noticed that something was wrong with me. And they all came to my house and they just jumped on me. They surrounded me one morning and was like, you coming back in? And at the time I'm loaded and I'm like, oh man, you know, I didn't want to come back in. That was the last thing I wanted to do. I wanted to avoid it. Because one thing that happens when we relapse is we may lose confidence in ourselves. I lost so much confidence in myself because I had worked so hard. When I went to rehab, I spent $13,000 of my own money because I didn't have insurance to go through rehab. So when I relapsed, I thought about that $13,000, $14,000 that I basically threw away. So in that, I was really stressing out. But hey, my accountability partners and my sponsor, they pulled in together. They said, we're not going to let you go back out. And I didn't stay out. The first few months were horrible. And it's a trick because two of the men that I talk to all the time are right here tonight. One of them is Anthony. The other one is Kit. And I pour into both of these men because they have way more time than me. And they're smarter than me when it comes to that, you know? And so they give me the answers that I need. And they have their different approaches. Kids are like, oh, go get them, you know what? And Anthony's a little more like, hey, you know, think about it, work it out. You know, I'm like, okay. And so I kind of combined the two. So I came back in. The first few months were horrible. I was diagnosed with a mental illness. And I won't get into that because that's a whole nother thing. But I became paranoid. I became very depressed, and it was just crazy. But I just kept coming back. And so chapter 5, that talks about rarely do we see a person fail who vigorously follows these, thoroughly follows these steps, principles. That is something I had to plug back into right away. See, fortunately for me, the first time I did it, I did my program, I read the books, I listened, I did my steps, I did everything I was supposed to do. I even sponsored other people. So when I came back in, all I had to do was just pick up from where I left off at. And matter of fact, I had to go back even further. And so I had to just get back into it, rigorous honesty, all these different steps and all of this stuff that I was hearing that I grew complacent with, I had to apply once again. And that wasn't easy. Just when I started getting momentum, as you guys know, 2020 hit. Pandemic. If there was any time for me to relapse, that would have been the best excuse. Because number one, my significant other, she was out. She was doing what she was doing. So now I'm stuck in a house with the baby and her and trying to keep my sanity, as most of us were probably doing. So many people were relapsing and losing it. But there was no way I could do it. There was no way I could relapse. I just couldn't do it. So I did everything I was supposed to do to stay in. I say this, man, because there's no way I could do this program without my friends in here. I have really good friends in this program of Alcoholics Anonymous. My family turned their backs on me, as probably most of you guys can understand how that works. My kids, my family, everyone. I moved up here with little or nothing in my little box Scion car. If y'all know how big that car is, if everything you own is in that car, it's not much. And that's all I had. And that's all I cared about. So when I was on the verge of losing it all again, I was like, no, man, I can't go this route. Speed it up a little bit. We get past the pandemic. And my significant other or my girlfriend at the time, we broke up. And she took my son with her. And I was devastated because I'm like, I don't want to be another visiting dad. I have adult kids and I didn't want to go through that again. I don't want to go through the tug of war of a child. I'm 50 years old now. I don't want to do this. And it was not looking good. But I kept going to meetings. And I kept asking questions, even when I didn't want to. A lot of you guys know I would be in meetings crying and completely disorientated. My mind was, I don't know where. And all I did was talk about how bad life was and how my home life was horrible. Then when she left, it got even worse. And in that period of time, a lot of you don't know, I almost committed suicide. And I got to a place where I just didn't care. It was despair. And I didn't want to drink. I didn't want to use. And I didn't have no money to gamble. So, like, I didn't mention gambling is one of my issues, too. So, no, all jokes aside, I didn't try. I was contemplating it. I was very close to doing it. And then I didn't do it. For whatever reasons, and I won't get into the discussion of that, but I didn't do it. And I'm going to tell you, from that point on, God worked in my life. He began to just build my life. And there were people who, I wouldn't let nobody come in my home because my place was a wreck. So if you needed me, you had to drop stuff at the door. And that meant kid, that meant Andre, whoever, just drop it at the door because I was embarrassed. My place was horrible. All of a sudden, my place began to get cleaned up. Okay, I was doing the cleaning, but now I had the strength to do it. A year goes by, And my son's mother passed away from this disease. That was just totally, completely, although you see this coming, when it happens, you're still in shock. So I'm mad at her. So you're expecting, I'm mad. So you know what? Whatever. But there was something inside of me that was like, oh, this is horrible. And if any of you guys know, my son spent 5 days with her after she passed. And he was 2 at the time. So there was a lot of guilt, a lot of stuff went on inside of me. Kid came the next morning, man. I had CWS came and they were like, hey, you know, what, do you want your kid? And I'm like, of course I do. And then kid cut in front of me like, yes, he wants him. He has a support group. And he has this. And I'm looking at kid like, I don't know if I can do this, man. Kid was not letting me. See, that was the thing. We build each other up in here. We love each other and we don't know to love ourselves. And he saw something in me like, I be raised a 2-year-old right now by myself. But it wasn't by myself. AA, the people in AA came together. My family didn't even say one time, hey, you need some help? No. But people in AA were like, what do you need, Juan? And before you know it, man, and I have to give Anna, she's not here tonight, but she planned a birthday party for my son, his third. And there was like 50 people from AA. My ex-wife came down with her with her husband. And they were like, where do you know all these people? I'm like, it's my people, you know. It's my people. And they brought their grand. Everybody else my age has grandkids, you know. I'm the only one with a kid. That's what I'm saying. But bring our grandchildren, Mom. So I say all that. I share this stuff with you guys because I have 10 minutes. But for mostly because AA has given me my life. And not just a life back, but a new life. The life I live today is incredible. I'm broke still, but that's okay. I have a 1-bedroom apartment, and my son always wake up with his foot in my face every night. I have a car that's 1999, okay? It's 1999, yeah, okay? It's not even 2000. But the person who gave it to me is a mechanic, so everything that goes wrong with it, he fixes it. You tell me God at work. I'm like, look, man, transmission going out. I'll fix it. So I just wanted to share that. I'm really glad that Gil and Anthony called me up tonight. I hurt my foot. I always hurt myself. But there was no way I could miss tonight and being able to speak to you guys. I hope that in the future I can do a 45-minute and really get into this one. Because well, I want to get into this. Y'all know me. But I definitely... And I don't want to walk down here and forget some stuff that I wanted to say, but I want to say something to Robert, too. Robert, you've been a major, major, major influence. Robert's been there since I came in here from Santa Maria. Him and George Lopez, I used to just hear these two guys talk. I'm like, man, these guys don't give up about nothing. They handle their business. I don't do a lot of cussing, so that's why I said that. But Robert, you're a big influence for me, too. So I'm proud to say that I'm a member of AA. Although I do recovery, I'm a counselor, and I do countless things with other people. This is my foundation. I will always come back for AA for whatever reasons y'all need me. I'm just a phone call away. Oh, yeah, I'm about to celebrate 5 years this year from that relapse. So this is talking from a man who could barely make it the next few weeks. Here it is almost 5 years later. God is good. Thank you guys for letting me share.